This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Today's Daily Buzz was pre-recorded. This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. This one caught my eye. Back in 1987, a company in Florida introduced alien abduction insurance policies to their customers. And since then, their business has been steady. For about a $20 premium payment, policyholders are entitled to a $10 million payment if they can prove they've been abducted by aliens. Well, as you can imagine, all the interest in aliens and gathering in the desert to storm the gates in recent weeks has been great for the company, which has added a special Area 51 coverage to sweeten the pot. If this sounds like something you need in your life, be sure to read the fine print before sending in your hard-earned cash. Yes, if you can prove you were abducted by aliens, you'll receive $10 million. Unfortunately, the payout will only be $1 per year for the next 10 million years. A company that owns Holiday Inn and Intercontinental Hotel says they're ditching tiny shampoo bottles in their 5,600 hotels over the next 2 years. The company said they use 200 million bathroom miniatures a year, and they're moving to larger size amenities to reduce their environmental impact. I've been at a number of hotels that have the soap and shampoo and conditioner in decanters on the wall of the shower. Not easy to use sometimes, but certainly more efficient and environmental. And since we're on hygiene, Bic is introducing a gender-neutral razor. They say millennials and Generation Z don't like to be genderized, but they still enjoy a good close shave. So Bic will introduce the Made For You by Bic shaver. Okay, we'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Today's Daily Buzz was pre-recorded. This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. New research says tickle therapy could slow the aging process. They put an electronic device on senior volunteers' ears, which produced electric pulses. The tickling helped rebalance the nervous system, which they said leads to physiological and well-being improvements. I'd give that a try. How about the guy that they found a missile launcher in his checked bag in Baltimore? Passenger from Texas said he was bringing the souvenir back from his time in Kuwait. Meanwhile, they have you spread eagle over the conveyor belt rollers over 4 ounces of shampoo in your carry-on. Boy, we're not eating the way we used to. According to data from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the average daily calories consumed per person has increased by approximately 600 calories since the 1970s. All right, ladies, here's one way to beat the heat. Polar Products has created the Cool Bra 58 bra coolers, which are freezable pads that you can put in your bra to help cool things down. Apparently, you can wash and reuse the pads, which come in a variety of sizes. Cooling lasts for about an hour. Finally, what is a sandwich? August, National Sandwich Month, by the way. Part of the festivities include the polling company YouGov asking online what constitutes a sandwich. They came up with a variety of meals and asked if they were sandwiches. Of the questionable meat meals proposed, 62% said Sloppy Joes are sandwiches. 60% agreed a hamburger is a sandwich, but then it drops down with only 34% of those polled agreeing a hot dog is a sandwich, and only 22% gave the sandwich nod to tacos. Tacos are not a sandwich. And I think everyone knows while Sloppy Joe's might be a sandwich, manwich is a meal. Knucklehead news out of Florida, where a man who's accused of assaulting a friend and trashing a house during a hissy fit has blamed the entire meltdown on a cat. Douglas Smith reportedly hanging out at home with the victim when he suddenly got a little too frisky, pulling his flat-screen TV off the wall and smashing a valuable guitar before jumping onto his friend and pummeling him around the face and upper body. The alleged victim managed to get out the front door to call cops, who arrived on the scene to find the 50-year-old Smith lying in a pile of broken furniture trying to catch his breath. Smith told deputies he didn't remember anything other than chasing his kitten. and had no idea how the house got trashed. He also couldn't explain where a pool of blood on the floor came from, but kept talking about the kitten he was chasing around the house and the beach. By the way, no cat was found at the scene. The Daily Buzz. Find something buzzable, get it to me, Paul at WCSY.com. Message me on Facebook, Daily Buzz Podcast, or at WCSY.com, our website. Become a subscriber. We'll email them every day. You'll also find podcasts on Facebook, Google Play, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Alexa will even play them. Just ask her to play Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM Daily Podcasts. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Landecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.